Praise the Lord.
Praise
ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's all stand, if you will. Say a word of prayer this night. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just feel the stimulation, Lord, of your Holy Spirit. Lord, we just love and appreciate you with all our hearts, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we have so much to thank you for, Lord. Can't even begin to thank and start. Lord, I appreciate your presence in my life, Lord. Appreciate you all you've done for me. Lord, you're so precious. Lord, and it's such a privilege, Lord, to know in this day and age where you stand. And Lord, that you follow us around each and every day, Lord, with your hand on us. We love and appreciate you, Lord. We just give everything to you this night. Pray you'll have your preeminence. We'll give you all the glory and praise and honor due to you. In the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Amen. You thankful? You love him tonight? Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Page 175 in the Only Believe. Think of that old-time Christian today. Amen. In this world I've tried most everything, and I'm happy now to say there's nothing like religion in the good old-fashioned way. I'm walking in the grand old highway, and I'm telling everyone I know I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than somebody in your mess, always trying to find fault with you. Always trying to push your neck in the mud. They don't care. They know God's before them. There's nobody can be against them. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus. If God be for you, who can be against you? Amen. If God be for me, who can be against me? Amen. Hallelujah. If God battle, if for God I stand,
God,
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. Oh, he's so precious. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Just love him and appreciate him for everything he's done. Everything he means to me. Amen. Don't matter who stands against you. If God stands before you, who can stand against you? Amen. But I'm my heart burning. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
You may be seated. Hallelujah.
Praise his name.
Amen. Got a little song in my heart. It's a new one in the back of your little books. Amen. Hope Brother Sells can help me if he knows a little bit. Page 22. Amen. I know. There's no doubt about it. Amen. God's grace. Amen. Some people may say that this old time religion is just a thing of the past. But in this modern day that we are living, it's the only thing that will last. Now you may think I'm a little old fashioned. Well, friend, that's all right with me. But I am so glad that I am a Christian, and from then I've been set free. Oh, I know, there's no doubt about it. He lives in my heart, and I'm gonna shout it. I know, their sins are forgiven, and I'm on my way to a place that's called heaven. Not long ago at an old-fashioned altar, I knelt on my knees there in prayer. He lifted my burdens and shackles fell from me, and his presence so real everywhere. Now that this love, my steps are now higher, and I have this assurance that sweet love will carry me through. I know, there's no doubt about it. He lives in my heart, and I'm gonna shout it. I know, my sins are forgiven. It's a place where sickness and death cannot end. I'm going, brother, how about you? Now maybe today or maybe tomorrow he'll return in robes of pure white. I'm packing up now, getting my things together. Who knows, it may be tonight. Oh, I know, there's no doubt about it. He lives in my heart, and I'm gonna shout it. I know, the sins are forgiven, and I'm on my way to a place that's called heaven. Amen. Song's been on my heart, just I gotta sing a little better. Amen. But shout it. Amen. Don't be afraid to let everybody know. Amen. You got something that the world can't give and the world can't take it away. Amen. Let's sing out a little chorus. Amen. Amen. Oh, I've got something that the world can't give and the world can't take it away. Hallelujah. Oh, I've got something that the world can't give and the world can't take it away. Well, been baptized in Jesus' name, have soul changed when the Holy Ghost came. Amen. And the world can't take it away. Oh, I've got something that the world can't give, and the world can't take it away. Oh, I've got something that the world can't give, and the world can't take it away. Well, been baptized in Jesus' name. would you take up the offering this night?
Hallelujah.
Amen. He is so good.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Brother, go ahead. Amen.
Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, truly we have so much to be thankful
yes.
for. Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much for that mercy and that grace that's so evident in our lives. Thank you for all you've done for us, Lord.
Yes.
We never thank you enough. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity. Once more, you've given us to gather around your precious word with our brothers and sisters, Lord. May our hearts, may our minds be able to receive the portion that you have for us this evening. Lord, once more we ask that you'll bless this offering. May it be used for the upbuilding of thy kingdom. We ask it in thy precious holy name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Song she's playing there. Can't you see why I'm happy?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Can't you see why I'm happy? Amen. I've accepted the word of the Lord. And love and mercy. Hallelujah. Oh, we appreciate him. Amen. Anybody got a need up on their heart tonight? Well, that's raising their hands. Amen. Brother Jim, would you like to take the request?
Heavenly Father, we come before you this evening.
Amen.
In truth.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Looking at the uplifted hands, Lord, because you have said through your prophets and your word among people.
Yes.
So as we come to you, we come to you for redemption, Lord. And we come to you knowing that by your stripes of your son.
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
We ask if you would, Lord, we touch every unspoken request.
Yes.
And everyone that's unspoken.
Lord.
For we give you praise in Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Can't you see why I'm happy?
Man's heart is like a great house containing many rooms, with dark, shady corners where he harbors many things. Then he locks the door securely, so carefully hides the key. keep. He won't let the light of God shine in, afraid of what he'll see. Lord, I'm opening all the doors to the rooms of my heart. Let the light of your presence come in. Seek out, then let me sweep out those dark places till they're clean. Shine your light on me, the door's open, Lord, to thee. Those little things that may seem so harmless every day, just one wrong thought, a hasty word which we so thoughtlessly say. In God's great and perfect light seems so magnified. So open up those hidden rooms and let God shine the light. Lord, I'm opening all the doors to the rooms of my heart. Let the light of your presence come in. Then let me sweep out those dark places till they're clean. Shine your light on me, the door's open, Lord, to thee. Seek out, then let me sweep out those dark places till they're clean. Shine your light on me, the door's open, Lord, to thee.
Amen. That's why we come tonight, wasn't it? Amen. Amen. See our little short places that we need to mend?
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's all stand. Just sing that little chorus. We ask our brother to come. Fill my cup, Lord. Yes. Amen. It's my desire tonight. Just fill it up. Fill my cup, Lord, yes. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul.
Father, we have truly counted a great privilege to be here this evening.
Yes, we do.
And Lord, we've just humbly come with great expectations, Lord, to hear from you. And Lord, though it may seem a simple few words, Lord, and it's your word, Lord, and it's spirit and it is life. Lord, it's what strengthens us every day. Lord, it's what gives us the grace to grow, Lord, in the warnings of life's past as we trod. And Lord, we're thankful that you're ever mindful of us, Lord, and that you Take the time to speak to our hearts and to show us the things that we have need of. And Lord, we've just humbly come asking you to speak to our hearts. And Lord, asking you to bless your word to our hearts. And Lord, may it just do something for someone along the way, Lord, to help us as we climb life's ladder here, Lord. And headed in the paths that you would have us trod. And Lord, we ask it all to your glory and to your honor. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen. Oh, don't you love him?
Amen.
Happy to be here?
Oh, yes.
Amen. Thank the Lord for another opportunity. Amen. You know, it's always good to be able to come and hear our pastor continue on with what he was on, but God knows all things. Amen. And sometimes everyone needs a break, especially ministers. You know, it's happened for a pastor to have a full-time job and still be able to bring the word three times a week. You know, many pastors only preach one service a week. But we thank God for what he's given us. Amen. And it's by his mercy and grace that all of us can do what we do. Amen. God gives each one what we need. While you're standing, let's turn our Bibles over to 2 Book of Timothy. Amen. Just a little thought that was the Lord kind of laid on my heart and may not seem like much, but I pray we'll be able to take something from it. Amen. And let God just dip a little something extra in there. Amen. Here it's 2 Timothy in the first chapter. We're going to begin at the 6th verse. Amen. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partakers of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. May the Lord bless the reading of his word, and you may be seated.
Amen.
Amen. What a powerful little scripture. Amen. You know, as the last time I administered, I was, you know, being called and chosen of God for a purpose. And you know, we've heard this precious message that God has given us. And we've all seen that there was a prophet came and all the mighty things that has taken place. And maybe some of us have grown up around this message, some of us raised in it. And you know, but each one of us comes to a place in our life where it's got to be a reality. Every word. And you know, as our pastor was working the message, he's been bringing a continuation of his expression. That's what we're to be. Mm-hmm. And how that ought to be stirring within our hearts. Yes, and you know, we often, along life's journey, we've heard this message a long time now. Mm-hmm. If we could truly count how many times we've heard every quote and scripture read. How many times have we gathered in a church building and sat down on a pew and listened to what God's got for us? But God has a purpose in it. And amen, there's a reality to it. Let's turn over to 1 Corinthians, if you would, and read a very familiar scripture here in the first chapter of 1 Corinthians. We're a people that should be really, truly looking for the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
Should be the desire of our hearts. The sincerity should be burning in our depths of our hearts as we continue through life. We all grow older and life throws many problems and things our direction. And many things arise that tries to distract us from the purpose for which we were sent. But God sent us people here. One here, one there, all over this earth to be conformed to the image of his Son. That they would be that continuation of his expression. And I want you to keep that in mind as we move through this, that Christ is the mystery of God revealed, as our brother's been bringing that back to our attention. But here in the 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, and we'll begin here at the 18th verse. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? And where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Amen. And how often people look at ministering as that. Oh, that's foolishness. Why you preach those certain things? Or why are you over on that subject? Maybe we don't say it outwardly, but what if we're thinking that inwardly? Mm-hmm. And what if God is leading the minister, wherever it may be, to bring the things that's been laid upon his heart? God does everything in simplicity. You know, he sent the prophet in simplicity to a little cabin in Kentucky into the woods. Somebody that was nobody, and raised him up for a purpose. Placed within him that gift of a prophet. And look what all God done through him, a man with no education. It was against the contrary belief, just as it was when Jesus came in his day. It was against the contrary belief. He didn't come the way they thought he would come. He didn't bring the message they thought he should have come with. But they were blinded to it. But God does everything in his own way, in his own time. And as the Lord began to speak through that prophet and bring a message, and how many of them condemned him. Oh, you shouldn't be preaching those things. Teach them how to, these signs of healing. Teach them these great gifts. Oh my, but God was speaking to a bride. And by God's grace, you've got to see yourself in that. He was speaking to me. That word was coming. Even though I wasn't on the scene yet, it was coming to prepare me for that day we'd take us home. And each one of us has got to see that for the reality with the sincerity. And as he goes here, he says, wherein the wise, the scribe, and drop on down here, for the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, amen, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than man. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God had chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty. And base things of the world, these things which are despised, God has chosen, yea, yes, things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is he is, as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Amen. And how we truly can see that anything that's being done in my life, your life, we have no place to glory, but the glory all belongs to Jesus Christ and what he has done for us and how we can see that. But you know, as we, as I said, we've been traveling this road many years. And you know, I think back here in the message, the token, this was preached in November 28, 1963. As Brother Branham used the little type here on page 16, paragraph 111. He said, could you imagine a Jew in the Old Testament coming down with his lamb to make an offering? He was obeying Jehovah, what he said to do to him that went on. And he accepted the sacrifice, and he seen that lamb die, and his hands was bloody with the dying lamb. And he went back home justified because he come in sincerity, and that was fine. But after a while, it become a tradition. And man said, you know, this is the Passover time. We better go do this. I've got to offer a lamb. It become a place you could buy a lamb and get somebody else to offer it for him. It become a creed. It become a dogma in the church, and God said the very sacrifice that he required become a stink in his nose because it was offered without sincerity. And how I pray that we never lose that sincerity. We've been traveling this road for a long time. We've heard this message for many years, but may the sincerity be growing that much greater, that what God said, God is more than able to perform, and he is fixing to do exactly that. We are standing at the ending of time and the blending of eternity, and how we should, there should be such an excitement in our heart for what God is doing, not getting lax. Well, it's just another church service, it's just another message that's going to be preached. But that message is for individuals, each one of us is standing making a choice every time we come in that door. Is this for me, or am I going to push it off that it's for somebody else? This word doesn't pertain to me. I don't need that. I've heard that message. I've read that message. But God has got a people that's got a true sincerity that every time they walk in and sit down where the word of God is being ministered the way God said it should be done, they're sitting there with their ears open listening. Not for the man that's bringing the word, but they're listening to the voice, the words that was left in this day for to bring that little bride to perfection, to bring her back to full maturity and back to her place where she rightly belonged. And oh, how that ought to be the joy of our hearts. Lord, every time I come in and the word's coming, it may scrub my toes today. It may chip me over here. It may really knock me for a loop there. But Lord, give me the grace to say yes, Lord, and to accept it. Not what some man has said or somebody's tried to teach and indoctrinate into me, but take what God said word for word and accept it and say, Lord, show me. Give me eyes to see that it would be a real revelation, Lord, that would take my life over in your hands and bring forth a vindication, not just a claim. But it's got to be vindicated in each one of our lives. Amen. You know, as our brother said on the tape Sunday morning, I believe it was, as he said, you know, this is for everyone. Your parents may never live it, your children may live, but as individuals, each one of us has got to see it take place. Just because my brother sitting beside me doesn't live it doesn't mean that God's word's not true. It's for the individual, and it's an individual affair, and we must make sure that we're lining up to every word. Over here on page 17, paragraph 117. Now we see we're living down at the last hours. Believers must accept all of the word. Mm-hmm. Notice it wasn't not just to get together and talk about it. That's all the Jews come together and say, I tell you what, tell you fellas, you know, I believe that Moses is right because look, we see God identifying himself with Moses. We see that pillar of fire and we know what happens. We know the identification that God has given Moses. It's right, you know, he said. We've got to have the blood on the door. I believe that. But you know, after all, I believe I'm just about as good as anybody. I'm really a covenant Jew. I've been circumcised and I pay my offerings and tithes into the congregation. Why, even the priest, I eat dinner with him. I'm just as good a man as the rest of you are. That isn't what happened. We're not to come together and talk about the message. We're to come together and get in the message. And the message is Christ. He is the word. That's right. We're to get into it and get beneath it. Yes, sir, that's what we're supposed to do. And that word should be changing our lives daily. And each day goes by, maybe we find a place we've been short, and the word comes, but by God's grace, we should be able to see that desire burning. Lord, help me to overcome whatever is standing in my path, Lord. Remove it, Lord. Take off those burrs. Lord, everything that would hinder me from being exactly what you would have me be. But oh my, we're living in a time where this message is becoming a tradition. It's become, we gather, we have our youth meetings, we have adult meetings, we have all kinds of meetings all over the world. And it's come together, oh, and we talk about the prophet. It's wonderful to fellowship around what God has done. But when Moses come down there and said, God has given me a sign, we're going to leave Egypt. It was good to talk about all those signs God was doing through Moses. It was wonderful to see. But those people were interested in one thing, and that was leaving Egypt. At that time, God sent the signs to show them that God was with them. He was there in that pillar of fire to lead them and to guide them. But oh my. You can't. And as they got out into the wilderness, then it wasn't enough no more. They began to lose what they had, the testing ground. Here in the message, Leadership, preached December 7th, 1965, page 22, paragraph 171. God's calling individuals. I stand at the door and knock. If any man, any person, one individual out of a thousand, it might be one out of a million. As I said a few nights ago, when Israel come up out of Egypt, there were just 2 million people come, just 2 million. But just two people went in. One out of a million. Did you know that, Caleb and Joshua? Jesus, when he was on earth, said, our fathers. And Jesus, when he was on earth, they said, our fathers ate manna in the wilderness. We're keeping traditions. We're doing this. We know where we're standing. And he said, I know your fathers eat manna in the wilderness. And they're everyone eternally separated. They're dead. And how we can stand around, I don't have television in my home, I don't cut my hair, I don't do this and I don't do that, but are we taking the full word of God and applying it to our life? One word short and we're all going to miss it. But by God's grace, there ought to be that calling down on the inside, that drawing. Lord, we're pressing on. Now's no time to get lax and to lay back and think it's all, we're just waiting on the coming of the Lord. We are waiting, but he's waiting on us. We're not waiting on him. And may we dig in and say, Lord, grant me revelation. Show me, Lord, to open my eyes that I can see whatever it is that I am lacking. I might be lacking something different from you. But each one of us, as we come and gather, if we come in sincerity praying, God knows exactly what's on our hearts. And how many times I've seen him move over the years and bring a message that was intended just for me when he knew I needed it the most. God knows. Nobody else knew what was on my heart, but God did. And the message came just when it needed to for me, because God cares for his own. Amen. He's watching over them little righteous. Their footsteps were ordained of God. Amen. But oh my, this is no time to just relax. People don't, they've lost the reality of why we've been sent. And that's what God called a people for this. And as we're living in this day, this work is going to be finished up. We see the signs in the land. We don't need no one to point it out to us. Scientists are saying California can't stand much longer. The quake's taking place out in the Gulf now, all around it. It's going to go into the ocean. It can't last. But oh, are we ready? Whenever it goes, we're leaving this world. There's nothing going to hold me down. Amen. And that's true, saints. Whether we want to accept it or not, that's going to happen. You know, we sit around, we might be young, we might be old, we might be middle-aged. But God's word holds true. And because some person doesn't live it, some person doesn't manifest it, does not make it of none effect. When Noah went in that ark, he preached his heart out. And nobody believed him. They thought he was crazy, but that rain came just the same. God meant exactly what he said, and it came to pass. Amen. Hearing the message, God in simplicity. Just to catch what... a little bit of what he's saying here. He was talking, Brother Branham was talking about himself as the Lord had called him. But I'm going to jump over here onto page 52. And this book doesn't have paragraphs, but it's got in simplicity here. And about halfway down the page, he said, the forerunner must be a certain educated man. And he was talking here about John the Baptist. Well, one knew no doubt each day, each year, when they ordained their ministers and sent him out in the missionaries to proselyte and bring, each one thought, this will be the forerunner that comes forth. But God raised him up out of the wilderness where there wasn't no seminary at all and things like that. God hiding himself in humility and then simplicity. But now wait, in closing we say this, but to reject God's simple message, to reject God's simple way, is to be destroyed eternally. And that's how much we talk about how simple it is. People think, well, they can laugh at it and run over it and treat it any way they want to. But it's eternal separation from God. Those who died in the days of Noah did not listen to his message and they perished. Jesus went and preached to them in the chains of darkness in his death before he rose up. And he went to hell and preached to the spirits that were in prison that repented not in the long suffering of the days of Noah, while a simple message of God by a simple man was being preached. And he went and he said, Noah preached that I would be here, and here I am. That's right. Those who failed to listen to that prophet's message, Moses out there in the wilderness, he received from God, properly vindicated by a pillar of fire, was led out in the wilderness and then tried to raise up and make an organization by it. They perished and died in the wilderness, every one of them. But two men, Joshua and Caleb over there, the Pharisees were so blind they couldn't see. Yes. They looked back and said, our fathers ate men in the wilderness, but Jesus said, they're everyone dead. Mm-hmm. They seen the glory of God. They walked in the light. They walked in the light. They walked in the light of the pillar of fire. They walked in the presence of his power, and they walked through places that the Holy Spirit made for them to walk. And they ate manna that fell out of heaven that God provided and lost and went to hell. And they're everyone dead. And oh my, what a sincerity that ought to cause in every heart. We could come and see all that God has done and associate with it and say, I see that that was God. I see that this message is from God. But then fail to apply it to my life. Fail to let God have the full preeminence. And to become a prisoner to every word that he has. And to be led by the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's all from naught. And we'll perish. Amen. But oh, this is the day to make sure. You're calling an election sure. God gives us the opportunity to come. And this word's coming and how it ought to prick our hearts. And you know, every day we thank God for what he's doing for us. You know, sometimes we get sick. I wasn't able to be here Sunday. I was a little under the weather. But God knows what he's doing. And I thank God for touching my body, but I also thank God for the touch I received Sunday in a different way. I was praying and talking to the Lord. God knows what we have need of, saints. Amen. God knows when to move on the scene. God knows. Amen. Amen. But I pray, God, turn me into whatever you want me to be, a doormat, whatever it is. But Lord, let the life of Jesus Christ be seen in me. Amen. Amen. May that be the desire of our hearts. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. Here in the message, does God ever change his mind about his word? April 18th, 1965, page 3. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. Amen. I don't know if I'm getting fast or what there. Amen. When Israel left Egypt, they all believed one prophet's message. They seen the signs of God by Moses, and everyone saw them. And they each one come out of Egypt and walked through the Red Sea and was baptized unto Moses. Each one saw the power of God strike him when he sang in the spirit. When Miriam beat the tambourine and run up and down the coast, each one of them every night eat fresh heavenly manna out of the skies. Yes, amen. Each of those drank from that spiritual rock that was smitten. And there were 2 million people left Egypt. How many made the promised land? 2. 1 out of 1 million. Where are they all at? Jesus said they perished. Your fathers ate manna in the wilderness. He says, but oh Christians, let us buckle on the armor of God. Let us do all that we know how to serve him and love him and wait for that great time. Now there's not going to be great millions of multitudes come out of a generation to march in. There can't be. Now remember, each day ends a generation, each day. And as it was in the days of Noah, so will be at the coming of the Son of Man, wherein 8 souls were saved by water. But each day ends a 40-year period for somebody, for some. Each day, so many is sealed away in the kingdom. And one day, the last day will arrive. Let us be sure now, while we're in our right mind and in the church amongst the people where the Holy Spirit so identified himself with us, let's be sure that everything is all right and stays all right before him. Don't you stop. Don't rest day and night until that quickening power has brought you from the things of the world into the kingdom of God. And you that are truly brought into the kingdom of God and quickened by the Spirit, how happy with tears you should be on your knees day and night thanking God for what he's done. Hallelujah. Amen. And we can have you whatever you have need of, you can have tonight. God is here to give you whatever you need.
Yes, amen.
If you admit it, you need it. God will be there to give it. God heals every disease. There's no disease that can stand before him. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. There's no problem in life that's too big that God can't conquer.
Amen.
God is the master of it all.
Yes, he
created it, oh my, for himself.
Hallelujah.
And by him all things consist. But how this ought to be a more sincerity, more reality in our hearts and in our lives. Let's not forget where God brought us from and what God's trying to do.
Amen.
Let's not get our minds centered on our homes and our jobs and our cares of life. But remember, the most important thing we'll ever have in life is God's precious word.
Amen.
And his preeminence.
Hallelujah.
We might plan for the future. We might think we're going to have all these great things. But tomorrow's not promised to no one. And all of this is going to come to naught. Someday if the Lord should tarry, I'll be old and everything I own that I think is so nice when I'm young won't mean a thing to me then.
That's right.
Amen. But God has called us for a greater purpose. Amen. By God's grace, I can see the grace in our lives that has placed a desire there, a drawing, pulling us.
Amen.
But oh, may we be true and truly have that desire in our hearts as we come in. May that desire be there. Lord, let me sing to the best of my ability. Lord, let me be led by thy Spirit. What if it's, Lord, let me go over here and pray for someone. What is it? Where do we have the desire to see God be God again as he is and has always been? But is he that God in our life? Do we see that reality of that being led by the Spirit? Having the full preeminence in our hearts and in our lives? Or have we got sidetracked and distracted and lost sight of our goal? But oh, may we cry out to God, Lord, let me be exactly what you want me to be. And may God really just strike it in our hearts. Oh my, God has done amazing things in this last day. And oh my, when you can see all that's taken place. And I love to hear the ones that was able to be with the prophet. And see what God was doing and to hear their testimonies. And how they can talk about it, you know. But how, what the things God done to get a people's attention. You know, as listening to Brother Sidney Jackson as he gave his testimony. And he said that there was a man, 2 men arguing in Africa. And they were arguing about whether Brother Branham was a divine healer or a spiritualist. And he said that the best I could tell through the recording was the one man that was saying he was thinking he was a spiritualist. When he went to leave the house that night, as he went out, he said the pillar of fire stood in front of him. And he felt a hand come down. He said a hot hand of God, and it laid on his shoulder. And they went and told Brother Branham because it left an imprint in the shirt. And Brother Branham said, bring it to the meeting the next night and my hand will fit that imprint. God proving that he was on the scene. Oh, my saints, God is real. He's not something, he's not a myth. He's not something the God of yesterday and stories that we hear go by that people call stories. But God let everything happen for a reason. We didn't see those things. We weren't able to be there and witness the lame getting up off of cots and seeing all of that. But still, blessed are your eyes, for you have not seen, and your ears, for they have not heard, but yet you still believe. There's something there that's anchored in your heart that you know that was God 100%. There's nothing to take that from you. But oh my, what God could do. Amen. And you know, just listening at how the simple faith of those people in Africa, walking, some of them walked 17 miles to get to that meeting. And a lot of them were healed before they ever got to the meeting because of their faith in God. Amen. Oh my, if we could just catch that. It isn't what a man can do. It doesn't take a man laying hands on you. But if your faith in God, it can move a mighty mountain.
Amen.
But oh my, if your heart condemns us not, you can have what you ask for.
Amen.
And if you can see this life, this vindication coming into your body, if we can see it truly taking us over and see that expression of Him being made manifest, you talk about a boldness that you'll be able to stand and know that it's God. If a spirit-born, spirit-filled man in faith believing places that word upon his lips, the same as deity speaking,
yes,
it can be, saints. But you've got to want it. It's not just going to happen to us if we're just haphazard going through life thinking we're going to be an everyday Christian. It ain't going to happen. It's going to take a full surrenderance to Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen. But I pray, Lord, show me the way. Yes. Amen. Whatever it takes, whatever I haven't given up, Lord, let me give you the rest. Lord, that you could have the full preeminence. Amen. May the Lord bless you. I praise. Somewhere we could find something to strengthen us, to draw from. Amen. Let's all stand if you would. Amen. Isn't God so good? Amen. As our brother comes, let's sing that little chorus. God is so good. Amen.
God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. I love Him so. Amen.
Precious things makes me think of what Apostle Paul said in Philippians 3:14. I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. You ever think really much about that? I know we've talked about it before, but just think about it. Press. Just take, like I said before, take your thumb, press against your hand. You have to put some pressure to it, don't you? Maybe not be easy. It didn't say I coast toward the mark of the prize. I press toward the mark of the prize. There's things that may get in the road, but it'll have to be pressed aside. Cares of life may come along, but it'll be pressed aside. Troubles, family may come along, but press it aside. People with their carnal ideas may come up, but press it aside. May not be easy sometime, but you're going to press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. It's not all about coasting. It's about pressing. Amen. And if we can press with with these precious words we've heard tonight and just press. Press. How are we going to press? How you expect me to press, Busty? By desire. Amen. Amen. That God-given precious desire. Aren't you thankful for that desire? Amen. Amen. I thank the Lord so many times for that desire. Sometimes when I just sit down and ask the Lord for the blessing of my food, I just say, thank you, Lord, for the desire. Thank you so much. Because you just don't see it much anymore. But thank God if you got it in your heart. Amen. Lord, just increase it greater. Amen. Make me more like thee. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Precious Heavenly Father, it's been again so good to be here again this evening and to know that you've been here with us. And Lord, we just have been feeling your sweet Holy Spirit. And so thankful we could be here with brothers and sisters of like precious faith. And Lord, oftentimes I think about what's it going to be like when we sit down, Lord, under that apple tree. And Father, and just talk to a brother maybe for 100 years, Lord, or maybe 1,000 years. And talking about the goodness and what you've done for us. And oh, Lord, what a wonderful time that's going to be. You must really think a lot about your little bride. To give her this millennium, Lord, she's going to experience. And Lord, and not only that, what we're going to have in eternity, but Lord, what you've blessed us with in this life. We appreciate it so very much. We're so thankful now. We ask that you just go with us again, Lord, and bring us back again the next appointed time if you should tarry. And Lord, just keep your hand upon all of us and our precious brother as he has to drive all the way back home. Just keep him safe, Lord, and watch over him. And Father, we just pray for the meeting coming up that you'll just have your preeminence there. And Lord, may everything be done just for your glory and honor and everything just right for you. And again, we'll give you the praise and honor for it. In your glorious name we pray, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Do you love him?
Amen.
Oh, he's so lovable. Amen. May God richly bless you. You're all dismissed. Amen.